Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for the Lord to Give You His Words by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you'll find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'" Mark 11:1-3. I don't know about you, but it seems I've had many interactions lately where I just didn't know what to say. Wanting to comfort friends going through hard things, watching national news and trying to answer my children's questions, or facing my own fears and not knowing how to express them. All of these scenarios seem to abound lately. And in my own strength, I struggle to find the words. It's a delicate balance as you try to comfort without saying too much, speak truth in love, and put yourself out there in a way. But today, as I was listening to the story of Jesus' triumphant entry in Mark 11, I felt like the Lord spoke to my heart. We see the donkey, the palm branches, people shouting praises to God as they look at Jesus with adoration. The whole scene just lifts your spirit. But there's one detail that might be overlooked. When Jesus sent two of his disciples into Jerusalem, he told them that they would see a young donkey tied up and they should bring it to him. But then he goes one step further, because the Lord knows our hearts and goes behind and before. He must have already realized they were wondering what they would say if they met opposition. So he told them in verse 3, "If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' just say, 'The Lord needs it and will return it soon.' So they went. And sure enough, as they untied the colt, some bystanders asked what they were doing. But instead of stumbling over their words in fear or worry, they simply spoke the words Jesus gave them to say. And they were permitted to take the donkey, verse 6, thereby fulfilling the prophecy from Zechariah. I have to believe that without the Lord's words, that scenario might have ended much differently. Not necessarily because of the words themselves, but because of the power and the direction behind them. So often throughout Scripture, we see that when the Lord directs the speech and steps of those who need Him, they're successful in completing their tasks. Moses, Jonah, Jeremiah, so many who were used in mighty ways because the Lord's words and directions were with them, even when they were imperfect themselves. So, sweet friends, as you face the day before you, don't set your feet on the floor without asking the Lord to give you His words today. Maybe you know what you're facing, maybe not. But as we begin to make a habit of praying before we speak, our words become more meaningful, more powerful, and ultimately more Christ-like than they could ever be in our own strength. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for always being available. I come to you today asking for wisdom. More than anything, I want to shine a light for you through my words and deeds. So before I open my mouth, please give me words to bring peace, healing, and restoration where it's needed. Words to comfort, teach, and bring understanding. And most of all, words that point others to you. Jesus, forgive me for the times I've spoken without seeking your guidance first. And from this moment forward, help me to look to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.